They start in Marshall Park, as they have each of the last 3 days. Police on bikes wait around the corner, out of sight, and then swarm into view as soon as the protesters step into the street. It feels routine on this final night of the DNC. Police and protesters have grown accustomed to each other. There are about 150 protesters and two, maybe three times as many police officers. Up Stonewall Street they march, planning to turn right on Tryon and pass through the heart of the city like they did yesterday and the day before. Not tonight, says the CMPD major on duty. It's more theater than anything, a reminder of who's in charge. The stone-faced major huddles with Occupy Charlotte's lead negotiator, Michael Zhitkov. And presto, Zhitkov shares good news with the restless group. Someone's begun a tribal beat on a drum.
Mic check!
Mic check!
Mic check!
Mic check!
We will have Tryon!
We will have Tryon!
Be patient for a moment!
Be patient for a moment!
The police will be clearing the street soon!
They'll be clearing the street soon!
Thank you!
Yeah!
Who are you? Whose street?
Our street!
We have some things to talk about, Obama.
The group has just arrived at the corner of Trade and Tryon. There's a fire engine and several rows of police blocking them from continuing toward Time Warner Cable Arena, where President Obama is supposed to speak in about 2 hours. They have a message for him that they're just going to go ahead and give, it sounds like, right here in the intersection.
The corporations have bought out your government.
This is Adam Neuber, Occupy Charlotte protester.
Come join us. Remove money out of politics.
President Obama does not come out to talk, but curious onlookers line the streets, listening. Jason Reese captures it all on his cell phone.
So what are you doing uptown tonight? It's kind of a crazy night.
Yeah, I'm watching this.
You really came just for this, huh?
Yes.
How long have you lived in Charlotte?
15 years.
You ever seen anything like this?
Never. Never seen anything like this in my life. That's the one reason I wanted to come down here.
It's been a week-long workshop on free speech and the political process for locals like Reese and Sion Gabu, who was born in Ethiopia.
I've been in the United States for over 15 years, and it's the first time for me to see conventions. We're pretty impressed how safe and how free it is.
That was CMPD Chief Rodney Monroe's goal. He's out in front tonight, like he has been all week, keeping an eye on the march.
I think it's gone very well. I think everyone has been doing a great deal of communication and organizing with one another to clearly understand what each intent has been throughout the week. And I think we've been able to accomplish each of our goals.
The protests were all peaceful. Of the 24 people arrested, most did it on purpose, hoping to draw attention to a cause. The Occupy protesters feel empowered, says Michael Zhitkov. They camped in a public park, despite the city's ban. They marched through streets the city didn't pre-approve. These daily DNC marches are the culmination of a year's worth of protests at corporate meetings and the 2.5-month occupation of the lawn at Old City Hall.
Really, what we're seeing here is we're trying to normalize protest culture in Charlotte. If you're concerned with the direction this country is going in under both Republicans and Democrats, it would be great to see you out in the streets, and I think we've helped normalize that.
The DNC is over, he says, but regular marches through the streets of Charlotte are here to stay. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose.